Our story begins at the New York hospital, where Serena runs into the emergency room and sees her mother, Victoria.
Mom, how is she?
No, she's all right. I just talked to the doctor. She had an asthma attack, but it's under control now. We can go in, see her in a few minutes, and then they'll release her.
Oh, God, she's taking her medication. What triggered this attack?
Oh, her teacher told me that the kids were discussing their parents and someone asked her about her father, and Denise got upset. The doctor said this might have triggered it.
Oh, poor baby. I want to see her. Where is the doctor anyway?
He'll be right back out. But you need to calm down before you see Denise. If she sees that you're upset, it's going to make her upset, too.
Yeah, no, you're right, you're right. I'm going to put it together.
Serena, how's Denise?
Gretchen? What the hell are you doing here?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I heard that Denise was in the hospital. I wanted to come and check on her.
How in God's name did you find out about Denise? I just heard myself.
Does it matter? How is she?
She's going to be fine. She had an asthma attack.
Denise has asthma?
You don't know anything about her, Gretchen, and you don't have any right to be here.
She's all I have left of Jacob, Serena. Do you have any heart at all?
Not for you.
Captain Stiles, if you don't mind me intervening here, Gretchen is this little girl's aunt. Would it be too much to let her see her once in a blue?
You know, I don't care if your sister is my boss or not. Stay the hell out of my business. This doesn't concern you in the least, Mr. Dean.
Whoa, bitchy, bitchy.
Would the two of you get out of here and leave my daughter alone? She's upset enough, and I don't want Denise to see her upset. This is not the time for a confrontation.
You're right. It isn't. I heard Denise was here, and all I could think to do was get here as fast as I could, but now that I know that she's all right, I'll go.
No, Gretchen. I'll stay right here with you if you don't want to go. She doesn't own this hospital.
No, it's for the best. Goodbye, Serena.
At the rec center, Dara and Lucas are talking at the front desk.
It's about Heidi. She wasn't wrong when she said I mugged her. I did it.
What? Lucas, why would you do that?
Look, I was desperate. My father was drinking and he kicked me out of my house. My Aunt Larissa was in jail and I had no place to go. I never intended to hurt her. Just take her money.
Do you realize you could go to jail for this? If Heidi recognizes you, she might press charges.
That's why I don't want her around here. If she already thinks I did it, then seeing me all the time is just going to make it worse.
I take it Clint doesn't know about this?
No, of course not. He's friends with Heidi. Couldn't tell him. Please, you can't tell him either.
You want me to lie to my boyfriend?
I needed to tell someone. I didn't mean to make you lie to Clint.
Hello, Lucas. Dara.
Stacy, it's half day of school today. Why are we still seeing you?
I came to talk to Lucas about our English project.
I thought you were going to talk to Mr. Endicott about getting a new partner.
I did, but he convinced me to give you another chance.
Oh, remind me to thank him.
So, I'm going to take his advice and give you one last chance. Now, when can we meet to go over my latest notes?
I'm working today, Stacy.
Okay, then. How about tonight? You can stop by my house on your way home from the rec center.
I'm busy tonight.
Come on, Lucas. Don't make me go back to Mr. Endicott.
Stacy, it's so obvious you're flirting with that guy during class.
The only thing obvious around here, Dara, is your lack of style. You better tell that hillbilly father of yours to buy you some new clothes. You're in Manhattan now, if you didn't notice.
One of these days, Stacy.
You'll what?
Okay, Stacy. I'll meet you later. Now can you please go? Dara and I are working here.
Fine. I'll see you at my house later. Call me when you're on your way.
Okay, bye. Ah.
Did you really just insult my clothes?
Dara, you didn't answer my question before. Can I trust you with this secret or not?
Yeah, I won't tell Clint what you did.
In her office in Hoboken, Connie is talking with Andrew.
Can you honestly stand there and tell me that you haven't lied to me about any other part of your life? Can you look me right in the eye and swear to that? Can you?
Yes, I can. You know everything now, Connie. I was married, and I have a child. But everything that truly counts is true. I love you with all my heart, and I want to be with you.
I am not going to just fall back into your arms, Adam.
Oh, I know that. I understand completely. I didn't expect to come all the way to Hoboken and convince you to forgive me. But at the start, we are talking.
I'm not sure that we can ever build the trust back.
But we can. I know we can. I'm willing to give us some time. As much time as you need.
Are you really willing to give me some space and let me deal with my emotions here?
Connie, when we're together like this, I feel anything is possible. Have dinner with me tomorrow night.
Adam, I said I needed some space.
If I ever meant anything to you, have dinner with me and give me a chance to explain my life to you. There's so many things I want to share. I just hope that I haven't ruined any chance that we could be together.
Fine. I'll go to dinner with you, but not because I think getting back together is an option right now, but for my own peace of mind. I need to know that you're not such a bad guy, that I didn't fall for a person who would intentionally hurt me.
Oh, I never meant to hurt you, Connie. And I promise you that I won't hurt you again.
At Dean Industries, Todd is working at his desk when his phone rings.
Hello, this is Todd.
Todd, it's Serena.
Serena, hi. How's Denise?
She's all right. I just got home with her. She had an asthma attack.
Well, I'm glad she's okay.
Todd, I got ambushed in the ER at New York Hospital.
Ambush? How?
By my ex-sister-in-law, Gretchen. I don't suppose you have any idea how this happened.
No. I only met her that one time. What did she do?
She showed up at the hospital with Charlie Dean demanding to see Denise. It was the last thing I needed.
Charlie? Oh, Serena, I think I know what happened. Hannah called her right after you left, and I mentioned it to her. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's great, Todd. Look, would it be too much to ask not to reveal details of my personal life to your girlfriend?
Serena, I apologize. I had no idea that Hannah would tell Charlie, or that any of this would happen.
Well, it did. If I can't trust you, Todd, we're going to have a big problem. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, loud and clear.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.